Good morning to all. In Matthew 5, verse 1, it says this, quote, "Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up unto a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and began to teach them." This is, of course, the beginning of the famous Sermon on the Mount. Jesus begins with what is referred to as the Beatitudes. In verses 3 through 11 of Matthew 5, Jesus offers 9 unique Beatitudes, each beginning with "blessed are," or you could say "happy are." In the first Beatitude, in verse 3, Jesus says, quote, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now, is Jesus saying that for us to be happy, we have to be poor? Is Jesus implying that for us to be blessed, we must live in poverty? It seems like a conundrum. How can a person be blessed and poor at the same time? I don't think Jesus was suggesting that people live without the basic necessities of life. Brethren, I think we would all agree that poverty is not a good thing. Let us keep in mind that Jesus said poor in spirit, not physical things. Poor in spirit is the key here. It's very possible to have plenty of material possessions and still be lacking in a spiritual sense. Many people are rich when it comes to money, but are empty inside. As human beings, we repeatedly try to fill the emptiness inside with things. This type of endeavor is usually unsuccessful. It just doesn't work. But when we realize that we are poor in spirit, when we realize that there is something lacking in our lives, when we realize we don't have all the answers to life's problems, when we come to the realization that there is more to life than just things, when we get to the point that we can admit our limitations to ourselves, then we can cry out to God and ask Him to fill our spiritual void. And He will act, brethren. He will begin to fill us spiritually. And, as a result, we will be blessed in His kingdom. Let us pray. Father God, we come before You today, acknowledging that the only way for true happiness is to be filled with Your Spirit. Please help us remember just how blessed we are that we know You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.